Welcome to the TGI Patreon mini for the week of February 1st. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our February patrons, so if you want to join in, you can get a shout out all month long by being a new patron or upgrading your pledge for the month. For the Gamers In this week, we are looking at The Medium, which launched late last week on PC and the Xbox Series of Series XS. I'm still not so sure how to say that easily, but launched on Series SX and PC, so a Microsoft exclusive there. And I played it on PC. Jocelyn is playing it on Series X. We'll obviously go over the differences there. I'll leave most of the conversation to the show, because I feel like this one will be sort of similar to Call of the Sea, where we do a sort of first impressions, first episode, then sort of a spoiler thought-filled episode next week. So I think The Medium will get a similar look and feel to that extent. It really depends on whether or not... it's a pretty scary game. I'm almost done, honestly. I've kind of been powering through, and I honestly didn't anticipate enjoying it as much as I have been. The story's really grabbed me, and the mechanics are cool. Not a little gimmicky. Again, we'll talk about it. This game very much is we had the opportunity to make a next-gen game, and we did the thing that we figured we should do with next-gen hardware, which is make it use every ounce of power and do something that we wouldn't normally be able to do to this fidelity on a previous generation of consoles. Again, I said I would save all my thoughts for the show, but give you a bit of a preview there. But the reason I'm kind of speculative on a spoiler-filled discussion is whether or not Jocelyn finishes it, because it is scary. Like, there's some moments early on that with some jump scares and stuff, and it kind of does continue down that path, although not to the extent of one of the first jump scares, but it's a creepy game. But like other scary games that I've played, it's very easy to tell when your character is in danger. And there are these specific moments where you are in some sort of danger, but it's very telegraphed. So if you know what you're doing, it can be very easy to slip through those moments. It's nothing like Amnesia, where you are just constantly on your toes. This is a little more controlled, so I'll leave it at that. I'll have an update on my PlayStation 5 quest. I mean, if you're in the Discord, you probably saw it, but I decided to try to pick up a PlayStation 5. No luck all week trying to get the disc version, which got restocked a bunch, and I just happened to be able to get a digital edition on Amazon after every site having some sort of issue with adding to cart or checking out or even just visiting the website to order the damn thing. And I figured Amazon would be the one that would honestly work the best. And sure enough, the website didn't go down, but the add to cart function wasn't working. It would always throw an error. And I just happened to be able to get a digital one and check out. And I'm like sitting here, like making notes, scribbling things down, checking which games I have on disc to see whether or not I should keep this thing. And ultimately, I did decide to cancel it because I don't need it right now. I just want to kind of have it to future-proof sort of my consoles and to have a next-gen system to play with, because I am kind of craving that next leap in power. And outside of Cyberpunk, and I guess The Medium for that matter, I haven't really been having issues with playing games. And I kind of, based on this sort of thought process, I did a bit more digging. And I may actually have plans for a Series X as well sooner than I thought. Because both the PlayStation 5 and the Series X are backwards compatible, and I'm getting a disc edition for both, I technically can play all of my Xbox One and PS4 games for the most part on those consoles, those new ones. So I figured, like, in order to maximize value, once I get the PS5 and I'm settled with it, I can like trade in the PS4 and the Xbox One X, which at this stage have the highest value, obviously, because it'll just deteriorate from there, especially as we continue to get into these next-gen consoles. So I'm kind of thinking, like, not the same week, but within the same time frame. I don't know. I'm kind of torn. Like, I don't need both of them. I certainly don't need both of them. I certainly don't even need one of them at this stage. There's no games. I mean, the one game that was exclusive to the PlayStation 5, Returnal, got delayed from early March to late April. So again, like, pushes that window further. But I do have to note that the longer I wait to trade in these consoles, which will, let's be honest, go in a box and down in the basement, never to be used again, because, like, why, you know? I mean, I could put one here in the office, but which one do I put in here? Like, I don't know, can't I just go in the living room and play? Why would I have an inferior console in the office when I can just... Anyways, I'm kind of just thinking out loud, but it would essentially bring the cost of the Series X down to about $250, which again is still not, you know, a small amount of money, but it is much farther from the $600 and some odd it would cost to buy a Series X outright. So it's kind of where my thinking's at. I haven't decided on anything, and as Ashley has told me throughout this whole process, she's been very good and sort of discussing these things with me, and she basically said, like, look, like, let's focus on getting the PS5 and then let's go from there, get settled with it, and then decide what you want to do. She says, yeah, it makes sense. But at the end of the day, like, don't sit here and formulate a whole plan on how to get both when you don't even have the one. So, and I don't need both. I will fully admit that. I don't want both, but in order to maximize the value of those older consoles that are literally just going to go in a box, I don't know. I get, and she did say you could sell them on Facebook Marketplace or something. It's like, I don't know. I just don't like selling high ticket items on, like, expensive items that are going to that you're going to want more than $100 for, you know? It just feels, I don't know. To me, I feel a little uncomfortable about it. I know people do it all the time, which led me to look at PS5s on Facebook Marketplace. And it kind of makes me sad that people are selling those for like $1,000 just to make profit. And I know I could have kept that digital PlayStation 5 and sold it. I know that, but I don't want to be that person. If you are that person, sure, whatever. You do you. But for me, I can't. I couldn't do it. I had to cancel it. You know, I've subscribed to Ubisoft Plus on the PC to check out Immortals and Phoenix Rising and Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I've just dabbled in both. I've essentially just got the settings tweaked so I could play it on PC. Probably won't be talking about those for at least a week or two as I get more time with them, but I'm excited to play more of that. In the news, it's Tomb Raider's 25th anniversary, so they announced a Netflix animated series that is going to bridge the gap between the reboot trilogy and the previous games made by Core and Crystal Dynamics, for that matter. During that video, they also talked about how a future Tomb Raider game would take place after all the Tomb Raider games that have come out. So a seasoned Lara Croft after the events of what would be the last Tomb Raider. I mean, I don't know, like, is it even a Core game? I don't know what the Tomb Raider timeline is. Maybe it's an Angelina Jolie movie that is the last Tomb Raider thing. We've also got the fact that Sonic the Hedgehog's voice actor is stepping away from the role, Roger Craig Smith. I mean, he was replaced for the movie, but that kind of makes sense from a Hollywood perspective. They don't often, although, like, Mario will for sure have Charles Martinet play him, but, that's a little different. Sonic's always had different voices across different mediums, for the most part. Looking at, Bloomberg had a big report on, revealing the major dysfunction at Amazon Game Studios. I don't know if we'll talk about that one, but it certainly is pretty damning report. And it really does show that Amazon does not know what they're doing in every sort of section of technology. So, I mean, check that out. Check the report out for sure, because it is pretty damning and will illustrate why most of their products have failed. And the only product that's still currently coming out is New Worlds. Everything else has either been shelved, put back into development hell, or whatever. So look forward to that. Looking at Summoner's Call, the mythic hero Seiros from Three Houses is here, plus more Three Houses Game Club. That episode is live, or will be going live soon. As of the recording, the Fae channel for the Fae anniversary celebrations has not gone live. Those are scheduled to start this week, specifically on February 2nd. We probably won't do a special recording to go over those details. We're going to wait until the Saturday, our next recording, to talk about them. So we'll get some time with the celebrations. But again, go to our Discord. That's where we are always talking about news that drops. And it just so happens that our recording did not line up with when they would normally unveil that information. Looking at upcoming video games, Control Ultimate Edition is coming to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X on the 2nd of February. Keep in mind, Control Ultimate Edition is free for PlayStation Plus subscribers on both PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. A huge get. That's a big game. And if you have not played it before and you have a next-gen console, man, that game is probably going to run just amazingly. I am tempted to check it out if I had a next-gen console. But I don't know if Jocelyn's played it. She should probably check it out on her Series X. I will recommend that. Destruction All-Stars is coming to PlayStation 5 on the 2nd as well. Little Nightmares 2 coming to PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on February 11th. That game will be getting a free upgrade for next-gen consoles as well. Later on in the year, I think they announced. Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury is out on the Switch on the 12th. Persona 5 Strikers is coming to PS4, Switch, and PC on the 23rd. Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection, I almost said remaster, Resurrection. I think it is a remaster, but they've used the other Resurrection word. It's coming to Switch on the 25th, and Bravely Default 2 is coming to the Switch on the 26th. That's your game calendar for February. And that is going to do it for this mini. Like I said, join the conversation over on Discord, bit.ly/TGI Discord. It's always a fun time in there. Lots of great conversations sparking all the time. Thanks for listening and have yourself a great week.